This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It's the 50th anniversary. I know what you're thinking, one small step. But it is also the 50th Comic-Con convention, that wild celebration of comics, sci-fi, all manners of pop culture, lots of stars. In 1970, it was an intimate gathering. Now, 130,000 people are coming through the San Diego Convention Center. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino reports.
From cosplaying stormtroopers and zombies to chance encounters with cult comics artists, the magic of Comic-Con has drawn Diane Garcia back for the past 15 years.
It's like a huge playground for adult nerds, basically. Like, there's so much to do.
But she says that playground has gotten harder to get access to over the years.
Pretty much the minute the convention is over, you have to start planning for the next year.
Tickets for the event sell out within an hour, and hotel rooms, almost impossible. Garcia and her friends had to scramble for a place to crash.
We really didn't know where we were staying until last week, which is a little nerve-wracking.
The transformation of today's Comic-Con would probably be unimaginable to those gathered for the event in the early days, says Rob Salkowitz, author of Comic-Con and the Business of Pop Culture.
From a basement of 100, you know, sweaty teenagers to turning the entire world into superhero fans.
Salkowitz has been attending for more than 20 years, and he remembers the moment he realized things had changed, a little more than a decade ago when he saw Paris Hilton and her phalanx of paparazzi.
And I thought, okay, if Paris Hilton has anything to do with Comic-Con and Comic-Con has anything to do with Paris Hilton, we are definitely in a new world in terms of geek and genre entertainment merging with the rest of the larger popular culture.
But just as Hollywood has changed Comic-Con, Comic-Con has also changed Hollywood, says Henry Jenkins, a media scholar at USC, not just in the dominance of superhero franchises at the box office, but...
I think it's part of this bigger picture of Hollywood being driven by engagement more generally, that one of the measures of success in this era is how much passionate fan following you get.
And nowhere are fans more passionate, vocal, and organized than at Comic-Con, where fan reaction can make or break a major studio project or push the industry to create content more reflective of audiences.
When Hollywood comes there to meet its fans, it's looking at a more diverse face of fandom. Why do we suddenly have black mermaids and female Ghostbusters?
And it's that sense of inclusion that keeps Diane Garcia coming back, even as many of her purest friends have dropped out.
You know, you're a girl, you read comics. That's not weird.
Even if she's dressed as a hobbit. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.